This is Bob Larson with your Market Line Report for Monday, November 18th. While futures up, the cattle market stay steady in Friday trading. From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Virginia McGathy.
The cattle was kind of steady. The futures really did stay in the channel near the highs. It's still relatively firm after yesterday's recovery. Futures are holding firm and showing that there's long-term support. Perhaps holding off any kind of market correction right now. There's no one that really wants to sell in this market, though, unless there's a real commitment to the downside. I see that possibly we can move sideways and maybe gain more momentum to move a little bit higher. Feeders also firmed up. They were higher with higher cash trade developing, pushing much higher than live cattle. Maybe they're going to start to lead it. It really indicates that there is momentum still intact, and maybe that teeny tiny correction that happened a couple of days ago was just an aberration, and now the market has come back somewhat.
Chicago December wheat prices closed Friday down 5 at 502 3/4. December corn was down 4.5 at 370 3/4. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for November ended the day down 5, ranging from 590 to 595. Hartford winter wheat with 11.5% protein prices for November were down 5.25, ranging from 577 to 592. DNS wheat with 14% protein prices for November were down 9, ranging from 648 3/4 to 678 3/4. Club wheat with ordinary protein for November was down 5, ranging from 590 to 770. Live cattle for December were up 2.5 cents at 119.05. November feeder cattle were down 37.5 cents at 146.37.5. And November Class 3 milk was up 6 cents at 20.25.
I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report from the Ag Information Network.